The draft constitution has put citizenship laws, I think more or less the way it was in the Lancaster House arrangement, where if you are a citizen by birth, you cannot lose that citizenship, even if you become a citizen of another country. But if you are a citizen by descent or a citizen by registration, you'll have to be just a Zimbabwean citizen for you to retain that. If you become a citizen of another country, you automatically lose your citizenship of Zimbabwe. So they've maintained that. But what I see is that if you, for you to become a citizen of Zimbabwe by birth, you have to be born in Zimbabwe. Or if you are born outside Zimbabwe, your parents must be outside Zimbabwe on either government business, some business related to the state, or what they call ordinarily resident, which means although you were out, it was actually for a very temporary purpose. So that would restrict the number of people who would become citizens by birth among those of Zimbabwe who are born outside, especially all the children of people in the diaspora now, would not become citizens by birth, but citizens by descent. So they can't get dual citizenship, all those children.
Honorable Mangwana, can you please explain to us the issue of dual citizenship in the constitutional draft?
I can't explain it better than the professor of law. I think he's done it very well. That is an accurate presentation of what the draft says and what the law says.
There's an issue with those who are saying that children who are born of Zimbabwean parents but in other countries, and also those who registered to become citizens, are not afforded the same rights as those who are born in Zimbabwe. Can you explain that issue?
Well, we made a special provision for offspring of countries because of the history we have of migration labor in Zimbabwe. From 1953 onwards, we recruited a lot of migrant labor from Malawi, Mozambique, and Zambia, who then settled in Zimbabwe, and they have had children in Zimbabwe. These children were being denied Zimbabwe citizenship on the basis of the parentage of their parents. But we've made a special provision to allow children of such parents from such countries to be entitled to citizenship of Zimbabwe, even if one or both of their parents are not Zimbabweans. The criticism has been that we are causing these children of Malawian or Zambian parentage greater rights to citizenship than offspring of our own children who are born in the diaspora. Yes, it is correct that criticism is correctly made because these children who are born by our own citizens outside Zimbabwe, being permanently resident throughout Greenland and South Africa and elsewhere, are entitled to citizenship of that foreign country. They must make a choice when they turn 18, whether to retain Zimbabwean citizenship only or remain entitled to that foreign citizenship. They cannot have a lawyer to two countries. Because one, some of them may not even have set foot in Zimbabwe, some may not even intend to set foot in Zimbabwe in their life.
Professor Maduku?
Well, I think that he is already covering some of the arguments that we covered in the Shona version. But what is important is that the choice which was made by the drafters was a fairly, I think, arbitrary one, especially the distinction they drew between a child who is born in Zimbabwe and a child who is born outside Zimbabwe. Now, if you are born in Zimbabwe to a parent who is not necessarily originally Zimbabwean, like he's putting it across Malawian, Zambian, or these new ones here, Chinese, and so on, and the parent is now a citizen, they don't look at what kind of citizenship the parent has. If the parent is a citizen by registration, it doesn't matter. The child becomes a citizen by birth, and so gets this guaranteed protection against losing citizenship owing to dual citizenship. But if a child is born to a Zimbabwean parent who is outside the country, who is actually a citizen by birth, I think it's unfair that that child cannot become a citizen by birth.
Honorable Mangwana, can you just explain that if you are a citizen by descent, are you not allowed to have dual citizenship?
Yes, it is correct. The draft stipulates that an act of parliament may provide for a law which prohibits dual citizenship. So the current law in the country prohibits dual citizenship by citizens by descent and by registration. So it is correct. But we left this in an act of parliament purposefully, so that when in the development of this discourse we are having with Professor Maduku, if it becomes necessary to accord citizens by descent the same rights to your citizenship as citizens by birth, then Parliament will make a decision at an appropriate moment in time.
Professor Maduku, your last word.
My last point is actually to say that I'm very impressed by Honorable Mangwana's professional approach to this matter. He has been quite open about it. There is a big defect there. The fact that Zimbabwean citizens by descent, that the children of Zimbabwean citizens who are outside the country now, I think that they are the treatment that they will get, which is different from children who just get citizens by birth.
Honorable Mangwana, your last word.
I just enjoy having this kind of discussion with Professor Maduka. I wish he could join the Yes campaign for this draft constitution. We have never said that our draft is perfect, but the best document we could do in the current circumstances. I see no reason why he should be campaigning for a no vote. He's such an intellectual, we should join the likes of me and Monzora and campaign for a yes vote.